Mr. Chancellor, I have the honor to present William Johnston Armfield IV, who has been recommended by the faculty and approved by the Board of Trustees for the degree Doctor of Laws. Billy Armfield, class of 1956, is president of Spotswood Capital, a private investment firm. Upon graduating from Carolina, Armfield began a highly successful career in the textile industry as vice president for marketing of the Madison Throwing Company. He then co-founded McField Texturing Incorporated, a firm that later merged with Unify. Armfield served on Carolina's Board of Trustees from 1993 to 2001 and chaired the board for two of those years. He was national co-chair of the Bicentennial Campaign for Carolina and an honorary member of the steering committee of the recently concluded Carolina First campaign. Armfield and his wife, Janie, have been among the most generous of the philanthropists who have helped propel Carolina to the forefront of American higher education. They have been major benefactors of the UNC Chapel Hill Foundation, the College of Arts and Sciences, and the Kenan Flagler Business School, among others. Armfield's honors include the William Richardson Davy Award and the General Alumni Association's Distinguished Service Medal. For outstanding accomplishments in business, public service, and philanthropy, the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill is pleased to confer on William Johnston Armfield IV the degree of Doctor of Laws, honoris causa.
Wait, don't leave yet.
Yeah.
William Johnston Armfield IV, by virtue of the authority vested in the University of North Carolina by the State of North Carolina and by the university entrusted to me, I hereby confer upon you the degree of Doctor of Laws.
Thanks. Thanks.
Will Dr. William Ferris please conduct forward Eli Nakamson Evans.
Mr. Chancellor, I have the honor to present Eli Nakamson Evans, who has been recommended by the faculty and approved by the Board of Trustees for the degree of Doctor of Laws.
Eli Evans, Carolina class of 1958, graduated Phi Beta Kappa, served as president of the student body, and was inducted into the Order of the Golden Fleece. After service in the United States Navy, Evans entered Yale Law School, graduating in 1963. He then served on President Lyndon Johnson's staff for 2 years as a speechwriter. After directing a nationwide study of the future of the states, headed by Terry Sanford, and worked for the Carnegie Corporation, Evans spent the bulk of his career as president of the Charles H. Revson Foundation. A gifted writer, Evans is often called the Poet Laureate of the Southern Jews. He is the author of three important and influential books: The Provincials, A Personal History of Jews in the South; Judah P. Benjamin, The Jewish Confederate; and The Lonely Days Were Sundays, Reflections of a Jewish Southerner. Evans has been a guiding light for the development of Carolina's highly regarded Jewish Studies program. He is a fellow of the American Academy of Arts and Sciences and received Carolina's Distinguished Alumnus Award in 1987. For outstanding accomplishments in the fields of literature, public service, and philanthropy, the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill is pleased to confer on Eli Nakamson Evans the degree of Doctor of Laws, honoris causa.
Eli Nakamson Evans, by virtue of the authority vested in the University of North Carolina by the State of North Carolina and by the university entrusted to me, I hereby confer upon you the degree of Doctor of Laws.
Congratulations.
Will Dr. William Roper please conduct forward Charles A. Sanders?
Mr. Chancellor, I have the honor to present Charles Addison Sanders, who has been recommended by the faculty and approved by the Board of Trustees for the degree Doctor of Science.
Charles Sanders' service to Carolina includes membership on the Board of Trustees, the Board of Directors of the University of North Carolina Foundation, and Chair of the Board of Directors of the UNC Healthcare System. His contributions to academic medicine are varied and extensive. He has been CEO of the Massachusetts General Hospital and CEO of Glaxo, where he led vigorous research and development programs. Sanders has also served as a senior advisor to the United States government on a wide range of health issues. His service to medicine includes clinical service, hospital leadership, and a 30-year membership in the Institute of Medicine. He is often tapped for public service to the citizens of North Carolina in roles that call for a person of unquestioned integrity, judgment, and reputation. A native of Texas, Sanders received his Doctor of Medicine degree from Southwestern Medical College of the University of Texas. His honors include the Civic Honor Award from the City of Durham for community service and civic leadership, and the North Carolina Award, the highest civilian honor conferred by the state, for outstanding accomplishments in the fields of medical science, business, and public service. The University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill is pleased to confer on Charles Addison Sanders the degree of Doctor of Science, honoris causa.
Charles Addison Sanders, by virtue of the authority vested in the University of North Carolina by the State of North Carolina and by the university entrusted to me, I hereby confer upon you the degree of Doctor of Science.
Congratulations, Charles.
Will Dr. Michael Green please conduct forward Helen Maynor Shirebeck?
Mr. Chancellor, I have the honor to present Helen Maynor Shirebeck, who has been recommended by the faculty and approved by the Board of Trustees for the degree of Doctor of Laws.
Helen Shirebeck recently retired as senior advisor for museum programs and scholarly research at the Smithsonian Institution's National Museum of the American Indian. She is a nationally renowned educational leader and a champion of Indian rights and self-determination. As a young staff member of the U.S. Senate Subcommittee on Constitutional Rights, she inspired Senator Sam Ervin to sponsor legislation that extended to Indians the protections of the Bill of Rights. Shirebeck subsequently served as assistant to the Chancellor of the University of Wisconsin, director of the Office of Indian Education in the Department of Health, Education, and Welfare, and as a member of the American Indian Policy Review Commission. She helped organize the White House Conference on Children and Youth for President Carter, served as founding director of the North Carolina Indian Culture Center in Pembroke, and directed the Indian Head Start program. Shirebeck received her Bachelor of Arts degree from Berea College and her doctorate in educational policy and public policy from Virginia Polytechnic and State University for outstanding accomplishments in the fields of education, civil rights, and public service. The University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill is pleased to confer on Helen Maynor Shirebeck the degree of Doctor of Laws, honoris causa.
Helen Maynor Shirebeck, by the virtue of the authority vested in the University of North Carolina, by the State of North Carolina, and by the university entrusted to me, I hereby confer upon you the degree of Doctor of Laws.
Congratulations, Helen.
Will Professor Bland Simpson please conduct forward Lee Marshall Smith?
Mr. Chancellor, I have the honor to present Lee Marshall Smith, who has been recommended by the faculty and approved by the Board of Trustees for the degree of Doctor of Letters. Lee Smith has been a vibrant cultural force in American literary life for more than three decades. She is author of 15 novels and collections of stories, all of which have been reviewed widely and enthusiastically. Smith writes with a keen feel for the landscapes, culture, and language of Southern Appalachia. In particular, she has captured and given voice to the remarkable courage, endurance, and creativity of Appalachian women. She's written a Book of the Month Club choice and a New York Times bestseller, but she is also among the three or four Southern authors most frequently discussed in the pages of scholarly journals. Smith has worked with writing students in many settings, including a three-year period with the Heinemann Settlement School in eastern Kentucky, elementary school students in western North Carolina, and high school students in her hometown of Grundy, Virginia. Smith has held faculty appointments in creative writing at Hollins, Duke, Carolina, and North Carolina State. Her honors include two O. Henry Awards, the John Dos Passos Award, the Robert Penn Warren Fiction Prize, and the North Carolina Award for Fiction. For outstanding accomplishments in the field of literature, the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill is pleased to confer on Lee Marshall Smith the degree of Doctor of Letters honoris causa.
Lee Marshall Smith, by virtue of the authority vested in the University of North Carolina by the State of North Carolina and by the university entrusted to me, I hereby confer upon you the degree of Doctor of Letters.
Will Dr. Richard Pfaff please conduct forward Archbishop Desmond Mapilo Tutu.
Mr. Chancellor, I have the honor to present Archbishop Desmond Mapilo Tutu, who has been recommended by the faculty and approved by the Board of Trustees for the degree of Doctor of Divinity.
The Most Reverend Desmond Tutu is Archbishop Emeritus of Cape Town, South Africa, and holder of the 1984 Nobel Peace Prize for his leadership of the Crusade for Justice and Racial Reconciliation in South Africa. After a brief time as a high school teacher, Tutu entered holy orders in the Anglican Church of Southern Africa in 1958. Not long after his ordination to the priesthood, he received his Bachelor of Divinity with honors and Masters of Theology degrees from King's College, University of London. Tutu advanced rapidly in church hierarchy. By 1978, he was Bishop of Lesotho and General Secretary of the South African Council of Churches. In the latter position, he became a national and international figure in the struggle for justice, reconciliation, and an end to apartheid in South Africa. Shortly after receiving the Nobel Peace Prize, Tutu was elected Bishop of Johannesburg, and the following year he was elevated to Archbishop of Cape Town. As primate of the Anglican Church, he emerged as a principal mediator and conciliator in the transition to democracy for all of South Africa's people. In 1995, President Nelson Mandela appointed Archbishop Tutu to head the Truth and Reconciliation Commission, a body created to probe human rights violations that occurred under apartheid. In recent years, Tutu has turned his attention to the campaign against HIV/AIDS. He is a fellow of King's College, University of London, and Chancellor of the University of the Western Cape, South Africa. He has held faculty appointments at numerous institutions. In addition to the Nobel Peace Prize, Tutu's honors include South Africa's Order for Meritorious Service, the Archbishop of Canterbury's Award for Outstanding Service to the Anglican Communion, the Family of Man Gold Medal Award, the Mexican Order of the Aztec Medal, the Martin Luther King Jr. Nonviolent Peace Prize, the Sydney Peace Prize, and the Gandhi Peace Prize. For outstanding accomplishments in furthering social justice and racial reconciliation throughout the world, the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill is pleased to confer on Desmond Mpilo Tutu the degree of Doctor Divinity Honoris Causa.
Archbishop Desmond Mpilo Tutu, by virtue of the authority vested in the University of North Carolina, by the State of North Carolina, and by the university entrusted to me, I hereby confer upon you the degree of Doctor of Divinity.